One into the Word.
Amen.
Amen. How are you feeling, church?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, какой хороший у нас папочка, amen.
Our daddy is so good. You know, I just want to speak about how I love him, how he loves us. You know, life and God, I don't know, how can people be unbelievers? Can you understand, what kind of nonsense is that? What horror is that? You like depression? You like death? Horror? Oh, my dear ones, I don't know. You know, to leave this horror and depressions, I'd give my life to Jesus, just to get away from that. If you feel bad, come into his presence. Just be with him. You know, sometimes we want our problems to be solved. And Father says, listen, I will deal with your problems with other methods. I will, you know what, I'll take even the thoughts of the problems away from you. I will not take the problems away, because they will make you a strong person, but I will lead you, you know, through this path where you will always be with him. Amen. You will see when someone is going against you, you see that those arrows are not really hitting the target. You see the arrows, but you continue to live. Amen. Praise the Lord. To Jesus. How wonderful is he? Just give him glory right now. You know, this morning I woke up and I said, Daddy, what's going to happen today? Every day is something happy, it's happening, something joyous. It's a new day in his glory, in his power. I tell you the truth, if some of you have problems, please, just give your life. You don't really have to come out into the front. You just right there on your seat, just say, Lord, I give you my life. Stop playing for the crowd. If you have no peace, happiness, or glory of God in your life, then you're not a believer. You are with this world. You're one with this world. When you're a Christian and you walk with God, you are happy. You know what is happy? It's happiness, joy. And it's crazy. It's he said, I give you peace that is above all. You look, you know, me and Svetlana, we were driving. We don't even watch news. How is that? Pastor does not watch news. If I maybe by chance turn on the channel, because I don't need the commercial of the devil. News is the devil is showing his kingdom. Turn on the news and see the very first 5 minutes, the devil will just advertise his kingdom. Somebody got killed, somebody got stabbed, somebody committed suicide, rape, and, you know, exploded. Do they say, oh, look, there's revival over there? Turn on the news. There's nothing to look at. And you know, we're driving. I don't know, but someone said that there is news of death and sickness. And I'm driving like half drunk from the spirit. And I say, Svet, look, we really could care less. No sickness, nothing. You're just in the glory of God, and that's it. Someone worries about money. Someone worries about some sort of flu. You're driving and you're in the glory. Forget about it all. About all of this nonsense. When you're in the glory, you really don't care about anything else. This is my explanation. You really don't care. Amen. So, let's go into the Word, because I feel so good right now. I didn't say anything yet. So, today's message is called Absence of Light. You know, God uniquely, he has this way of speaking in such a unique way. He speaks to each and every one of us in a unique way. This message was born very unique, in a unique way, when I couldn't, when I went into my dark room and I was walking and I bumped my knees against the furniture, I was looking for the light switch. Amen. This is all that I needed to do. The first thing that I needed to do, I didn't have to just start getting dressed. You know, it's dark, total darkness. And I finally found the switch. I turned it on. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit starts speaking to me this message. So, today I will share with you what the Holy Spirit told me. You know? Have you ever thought about this, that in the physical terminology, there is no darkness? Who knows that? Some don't know. Well, today we'll find out. There is no darkness. How's that? Let's learn physics. Terminology in physics. Darkness, that is the absence of light. Can somebody please bring me a piece of darkness, some sort of, you know, piece of darkness or box of darkness? It does not exist. Hello, this is physics. It has been proven. There is no darkness. All there is is the absence of light. So God started telling me very interesting things, and I am sure that this thought will do something with your spirit today. Everything that you need is one thought from the spirit, and things will change in your life. God can speak in a very unique way. So, absence of light. We understand that. If you say that I live in horror and darkness and depression, I live in the most horrible city, in the most darkest place, and it's getting darker and darker, that's nonsense. Hello. Have you ever seen there's this light that shines, and then you see darkness that covers it, collects all over it? You know what? The more darkness, the brighter the light. Hello. Why don't you just drop me into the most darkest place, and all of a sudden I will be the brightest? Do you understand that that light, it's not that bright at the moment? If we'll turn all the lights off, everything that you will see is only that light on the ceiling. Isn't that so? And this light will show you everything. So, my dear ones, today, very shortly, I want to speak to you about the revelation of the light. You know what God said? I want to run ahead of myself and just tell you everything, but let's start at the beginning. I'll hold myself in my hands. John 8:12. I will read from the New Interpretation.
World Bible Translation Center.
He's reading, I'll be reading out of the New Translation. It's WBTC.com. There's a Russian version, Ukrainian version. So go to that website and just download that. I'm reading out of it because, you know, there's certain things that could be argued about, and I like to read many different translations. You know why I like the New Translation better? Because it has a good plus and a small minus also. The big plus is in that it was translated by the unbelievers, but they were professional in English and Russian language. Professionals. It says that professionals, they really don't care where to put where. They just need to translate. That's a plus. Nobody is smart in the Word of God, quote-unquote, sits there and translates it. You know, we will talk about our Russian translation. I'll tell you the story, how it was translated. It's shocking. The only reason that it was made is to control people. I will tell you the history, the story, how it was translated. And you could find it and just read about it, about the Russian Synod version of the Bible. So the small minus of this translation is that there's a spiritual terminology that they did not understand, those unbelievers, and they just explained them as they could understand them. So there's a big plus, but there are certain small things that you have to compare to an English translation, and everything will be ideal. So John 8:12. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in the dark, but will have the light, which is life." My dear ones, religion just confused us so badly that no one in their lives was ever explaining what is the light. You hear me? What is light? Listen here. First of all, Jesus is the light. Amen? Lord is light and there is no darkness in Him. Remember this moment?
Amen.
So, those that will walk with Jesus also will walk in the light.
Иисус вообще очень просто
Jesus
сказал.
Simply said,
если вы
listen,
поймете, любимая
if you
церковь,
will understand this,
это откровение,
beloved church, if you understand this revelation, you will forever stop crying
и сопли
playing
распускать по тому поводу, что
because
у меня проблемы.
I have a problem.
Ты решаешь
you
все свои
solve
проблемы,
your problems
потому,
because
знаешь,
you know
говорит?
What the Bible says?
Не только Иисус есть.
Not only is Jesus
а
the light, you
есть.
Are the light.
Oh. Вы
you
свет.
Are the light to the world.
Я
how is that?
Миру.
I'm the light to the world?
Надо мной так тьма сгустилась.
There's so much darkness over me.
Она просто сгустилась.
It's so thick.
Что?
Thick and
Иисус,
thick.
Не могу
Jesus,
светить.
I can't shine. Have
напрягал?
You ever seen a flashlight that is trying so hard to let out the light? Oh, wow. It's so dark.
Лампочка
maybe I,
еле дышит.
You know, maybe the battery is dying.
Такая густая тьма.
Because it's so dark.
Что?
What?
Дорогие мои.
My dear ones.
Наоборот. Знаете
it's different.
Почему?
You know
Апостол
why
Павел
Apostle Paul
шел туда?
Was going where?
Алло.
Hello.
Где никто не
where
был.
No one was before there was Satanism and occult practices
туда,
and evil spirits because once he would come there, this light would shine in its full power. Does anybody understand me here?
Oh, yes.
Between the words, if you're a spiritual person, read another message. It's been coded by the Spirit. He was going, and what we do, our Christianity does, that's it. We're leaving out of this state because the gays are, you know, they can marry. Oh, now there's abortions that are legal and na-na-na-na. Where do we go now? Where do we go now? Where it's shining with light and, well, you won't see me at all. Packing our suitcases. Where are you? Listen here. True Christianity goes where there is darkness. Amen? Darkness. Oh, you're such a bad state. How many people called me and told me, such a bad state. It's democratic state. Why don't you go into a Republican state? And I told them, we'll make it a Republican state. Not with our voting, but the Spirit of God, says the Lord. You think our everyday prayers are huge and lengthy fasts, war and glory and praise and worship does not do anything in this state? Oh, listen here. I see a big change. 2-3 years ago, not a single anointed man or woman, you know, everybody walked by the state besides Bob Larson. Bob Larson was the only one that would come. For only one reason, because he loves casting out devils, and there was a lot of them here. And his ministry was always unique. Who was at the ministry with Bob Larson? Nobody went? You were probably afraid. Okay, never mind. Hallelujah, don't be afraid. You're the light. So, maybe a couple years ago, we see just these crowds of anointed men and women, those and these. You can't read about one conference, you hear another one is starting. And these anointed men and women come and they say, we were talking with guys, and they say, we don't know why we're here. There's 50 people, and they say, we don't know why we're here, God told us to be here. So they bring their power here. Their foot has to step upon the land. Once they come, once the anointed man or woman that is anointed by God walks in, he leaves the print of his DNA here. Oh, I'm speaking about physical DNA. He also leaves his spiritual DNA behind. That glory that is upon this anointed person, it will always remain after they leave. Oh, Jesus, send more of your people into the state. Matthew 15, 14 and 15. Let's read this very deep, deep scripture. And we'll start reading it. Matthew 15:14-15. Look what Jesus says. Which one?
15.
Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And it's P. period. It doesn't say that some time, somewhere along the way, it says you are the light of the world. You have no excuse, Christian. I ask you this question. Are you the light of the world? Some know what I'm talking about. Listen here. I always told people, around me, don't run away, just stay. Usually people run away, they throw my CDs away, and I tell you, listen to me very carefully. Why don't you remain with me for about a week, and I guarantee you your life will be totally transformed. Just hold on, just bite onto something and just hold on and just say, I will finish listening to it. Just put the CD and listen to me. Those of you that are listening in the car, don't throw this away. Finish till the end. I guarantee you, you know, after the end of the first CD, you'll get a desire to listen to the second one. After the second one, you make 5 copies and you'll pass it out. I've seen it happen before. And then you will copy all the archives out of the internet portals. Why? Because I know, listen here, this is not pride. This is not showing off. I know that I walk in the light. Is there people in the light here? People in the light? Sons and daughters of light here? The rest of you? You'll be the light too.
Hallelujah.
So, you are the light to the world. You cannot hide the city. You know, some think it's hard.
No. Jesus
says with these facts that you cannot move. You cannot hide a city that is upon the hill. No matter where you go, again, you will see Transformation Center. Oh, no matter where I go, I always see them. You know what? By accident, you will see us maybe 20 times a day on the internet. You cannot hide the city.
You cannot be hidden.
You are the carrier of the light. You know what I'm doing right now? I am placing the border between those that call kind of the light and those that are the light. If you are the light, everything that you will say and do, and no matter where you would show up, everything will change. And I guarantee that. I see it in my life constantly. Just like with Jesus, you know, they were in absence of light. When they wanted to go hide in the crowd, find them. You know, there was no place for Son of Man to lay his head, it is written, because he was the light, amen? People were following him. He was loved and he was also hated because light not only creates good things, there are animals that don't like the light. Hello.
Amen?
Amen? At our camp there are these animals. When they, because they ruin our whole camp. You know what they're called?
Кроты, крысы, как угодно называйте. Эти твари свет не любят, у них даже глаз.
You know, they're called moles. They have no eyes. You know, they don't need eyes.
Они так справляются. Они и так.
They deal with it. You know, no, without any problems, they can ruin things even without the eyes. Such revelations. You know, you need Holy Spirit to discern this message. You cannot hide the city that has been built upon the hill. No one hides a light, you know, under a container. You know what? The light is placed upon a visible place, and it lights the whole house. In other words, you cannot, after you have received Christ, you cannot be darkness. You cannot.
Ответь себе на вопрос, являешься ли ты светом.
Answer yourself this, are you the light?
Я понимаю одно, вы знаете, у лампочек есть.
I understand that light bulbs,
знаете,
they have
разный вольтаж,
different voltage, you know?
Разный вольтаж.
Different voltage.
Есть лампочка, которая
There's a light bulb that,
знаете, не, не так далеко.
It does not shine that far, but no matter where it would appear, There is no darkness around it, but there are light bulbs that have a lot of power, like it, you know, turns on, and the whole stadium can see what's going on. There's different light bulbs, my dear ones, but the light was always the light and will remain the light. If you are that person that has encountered the light, it says that God will make you the light. No matter where you go, you will start to create things, you will start to shine out things. You're starting to project things. You know why Christ was hated? As soon as he would appear somewhere, right away, people wanted to kill him. You know what that is? It's an example. That means to turn off the flashlight, to break the light bulb. You know, I'll break your lights. You know what? They wanted to turn it off. You know what? You know why many people hate me, my sermons, and they're irritated and horror? You know what I do? I just shine on all that, you know, nonsense and all that dirt and all that sin. You know what? I really don't care. Whatever the Holy Spirit tells me to do, I will do it. I will shine everything out because I do not worry, because you cannot turn me off. You cannot turn off my team. You cannot turn off Transformation Center. You never turned it on. Oh, this is a different sermon. I'm not going there right now. There are those, you know, certain lights that have been turned on by bishops. You know, when they turn it on, they could also turn it off. You know, take out this light bulb, put another one in. This is deep. We are voting for the light bulb, 200 watts or 100 watts. Somebody says 12. So it wouldn't show off. So just think about this phrase. Just think about this phrase, church. I want to accent this phrase. Just today, let's think. You are the light of the world. You are the light. It says that you're not searching for help. You are helping everybody. You're not the one that is searching for the way in the darkness. Somebody show me where to go. As soon as you come, people say, oh, and I was wondering where to go. You, with your presence, you bring order in the spirit and in the mind and in your soul. You say, oh, this is kind of sharp of a saying. You know, other Christians are like, there's crowds and masses. They're just in the back rows, you know, tithing. What about them? And this is what I'm talking about. This is not Christianity. Hello, church. Not Christianity. Again, I'll repeat myself. Not Christianity. Christianity is shining. It is a light. It is multiplying. It does not hide. Listen. You know what? Show your God. Oh, I don't have God. Pastor has all of the God. You know, he has it. He has them all. What did he teach you? So we would show him to all. What does your pastor teach you? Just to be humble, to just shut your mouth and hide so nobody could see my small flashlight. And then our pastor will answer all of your questions. Listen, you are the light. It does not say pastor or minister. It is written that you are the light of the world, all that have accepted Christ. Do you shine, or you're get turned off when it's hard, so you wouldn't have any problems? You know what? If you think about it, most of the Christianity, you know, the acceptance of some, we know them and we see that light. You know that there are people, listen to me very carefully, my dear ones, I guarantee you, if a person is the light, you will be amazed at how their books and their CDs and their teachings, you know, on accident, kind of, quote-unquote, will come into your house. Someone will give you their CD. Someone will give you their book that will transform your whole life. You know what that is? That is the light. That says that I might not even be there, but you know, in the last time, these last times, you know, it's funny things are happening. Pastors write us and they say, Pastor, stop preaching. You have more authority in my church than I do. Can you imagine that? Pastor, huge church. And they say, you know what, Pastor, you're confused. Why don't you listen to the sermon? And he is quite upset. Please, don't preach. They will run away. Guess what I say? I say, you will be the first one that should be running away, and everything will be fixed, because this is not the place where God has placed you. If He would have placed you there, you would have been the light. You give life, you give light. How is that? You give life? Yes, God says, you are the light. God said, the salt of this earth. You are the carriers of His light. It is written with Jesus, it is written sons of light. Sons and daughters of light. Yes, of light. Yes, I have Sveta, which is light in Russian, myself. She shines. The whole Christianity got into a huge problem. They all searched for the light, and they forgot that this is the lie of the devil. Full lie of the devil. You're the light. Reread your Bible. Let's read John
3:19. Но люди более возлюбили тьму, нежели свет.
The basis of the judgment and indictment to test by which men are judged lies in this. The light has come into the world, and people have loved the darkness rather than and more than the light, for their works were evil. For every wrongdoer hates and loathes and detests the light. Guess why some people cannot be around you? They either want to throw you out or turn you into them, because you irritate them. They cannot give you a formula for this irritation. Why does he irritate me? Maybe something's wrong with his face. He dresses strangely. No, no. My light irritates your darkness, and that's it. And if you are a truthful person, you will say, Lord, shine out all of this darkness and dirt out of me. Clean me out. I want to love the light and go towards the light, and in the process to be the light. Amen? Oh, I love this message. You are the light. No, I'm a small light. No. Jesus did not say, you are small lights and you are big lights and you are huge flashlight. He said, you are the light. Light to this world. Some can't even shine the light to their families and their houses, not even speaking over there somewhere at work. The light is meant to... It's meant to only one function. What is the light for? You know that light has no other function. It has only one. To destroy darkness. That's it. Destroy darkness. Why do I need light? Just to shine a little bit? No. So that the dark place can become light. Why do you have lights inside your house, in the car, outside? Why don't you turn off the lights in your car and drive when it's dark? Let's turn all the lights off. Let's just, you know, see and the price of the light and how we treasure it. You know, light has one function only, to destroy the darkness. So, that means to shine.
Светить.
To shine.
Что мне делать, чтобы
светить? What do I do? What should I do to shine? Nothing. Some say, Pastor, you know what? I want to deliver you today from this nonsense. I am not in my call. As soon as you became the light, this is your call. Go. To be the light at work, in the house, to your children, no matter where you would be, no matter what opportunity God gives you to shine in that place. God will give you more influence. That means He puts bigger batteries in. He is turning on not 220 volts, but 380 now. And then, so on and so forth. Bigger light bulbs are installed and gives you more power, but you're the light. You know what makes the light also? The light irritates. Who understands me? Imagine. Everybody had this. Usually, my wife likes to wake up a little earlier because she needs to get ready. She's high maintenance and I'm low maintenance. One, two, three, and I'm ready. She has this procedure, you know, you all know. It takes about an hour and a half, and I'm the last person. I mean, I'm the first in the car, she's the last. And all of us know these issues, that's how things are created. So, you know what happens? The first thing that she does, she turns on the light.
Вы знаете, что он делает?
You know what I do?
Он меня раздражает.
I get irritated.
Вы видели человека,
который... Have you seen a person?
Много-много, знаете, часов был во тьме.
Has been in the darkness for quite some time, and then this bright light comes on. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Это у него там всё, он какой-то слепой.
He's just like blind and can't see very well, and the first thing that you need to do, you know, when it's dark, you can't see where your hair is sticking out and which way. You can't see where you have dry things in your eyes. And this eye is like stuck together.
Зубы у тебя желто-зеленые.
And the teeth are greenish-yellow.
И запах соответствующий.
And good scent that follows that. In the darkness, nobody cares because you can't see who is that, that smells bad.
Все как-то темно, amen?
Everything is dark, amen?
И нормально.
It's all good.
Все во тьме.
Everything is in the darkness.
Всем все равно, какой кисляк у тебя.
Nobody cares what's on your face, where your hair is at, what is going on with them. But as soon as the light comes on, the first thing, you notice your horrible condition. You come to the mirror and say, Lord, I've never looked that bad before. I mean, horribly. And what you start to do, you start to take care of yourself. You start bringing yourself into good order. You know what I did? I turned the light off. I went back to sleep. I said, turn the light off. And you know, what she does now, she doesn't turn on the big light. She just jumps into the bathroom and just turns the light on in there. And now I'm not irritated and I just continue with my sleep. What does the light do? It irritates. You need to get used to the light. Love the light. Hate the dirt. Run to the mirror. Turn on more lights.
Чтобы он вообще все высветил.
So he would shine on everything.
Да, когда yes. придет, да, когда у yes. твоей жизни начнется много света,
a lot of light will come
придется,
into your life. You will need to shave, to wash, to brush your hair, to dress.
Много чего придется
a lot of
делать,
things you will start,
что без света не надо.
You know, you will need to do.
И так сойдет.
Because without the light, you don't really need
вот,
any of that. So,
что ты делаешь,
what do you do, Christian?
Ты раздражаешь
you irritate
своим светом
with your light the whole darkness.
Понимаешь? Первую тьму, которую ты начинаешь раздражать, это христианство. Потому что там тьма, она как-то, знаете, они наоборот
you know,
быстрее тебя воспримут. Вы
they
знаете,
will accept you more. You know what?
На Twitter аккаунте.
Right now I'm on Twitter.
Сколько неверующих людей?
You know how many unbelievers
are interested? Сверхъестественными проявлениями.
Supernatural, you know, they're interested in supernatural things. That unbelievers say, I mean, believers say, Christians say, we don't believe. This is nonsense. This is heresy. But unbelievers write, wow, this picture. You know, in the personal message they say, look at this picture. I'm wondering what this. What do you think this is? Write to me. I'm wondering how is it supernatural? How does it happen? A non-believer has nothing in common with God, but he's interested. And you're amazed. Why? Because your light irritates. Demonic world cannot be in the light. You know that demons and evil spirits, they hate physical light also. If some of you were ever under a demonic attack.
Ты включаешь свет,
you turn on the light,
и все кошмары заканчиваются, не так ли?
And all the horror ends.
Обыкновенная
духовная
атака,
simple,
на тебя идет духовная.
Spiritual attack. You're standing, and you have this fear that tangible fear that comes upon you. I know quite a few of you have this. It's not just a spirit of fear. No, it's your spirit feels the demonic world and is fear, and it doesn't mean that you have to sleep with lights on. Let there be light forever. As soon as you turn on the light, all of the horror stops, even the spiritual world. They hate the physical light. My beloved, you are the spiritual light. You clean out the atmosphere no matter where you would go. You bring order. Demons retreat when you come in. Oh yeah, Paul was known. Peter is known. We know disciples. We know Jesus also. Who are you?
Вы понимаете, что бес, он не видит
demons, they don't see your knowledge. They see and look, what is this? Is this a piece of darkness is trying to attack me? In the name of Jesus that has been preached by Andre, get out. And the demon looks and says, come here. I will give you a couple of lights. You'll be shining. And that's how it happened. They beat him up by the evil spirits, and then it was written that they running out naked. Can you just imagine how the demon embarrassed this Christian kind of, quote-unquote, you know, naked, barely alive, bloody, they were crawling out. Seven men.
Вот это школа Шаолинь, я тебе
Can
скажу.
You just imagine the
вот это
school?
Карате, вот это боевик
this is
снять
this is some, you know, action movie. This is serious.
Аллилуйя. Итак, смотрите.
Look.
Идем дальше.
Let's move on.
Бесовский демонический мир не
Demonic world hates
не может
and cannot remain in the light. For them,
Знаете,
it's horror.
You know, there's sin and just,
you know,
угадайте.
Darkness and dirt lives inside the church freely. You
Слушайте,
know why? Guess what? You know,
прямо,
I like to speak straight and openly.
Грех,
guess
грязь,
why sin, horror, and dirt lives inside the church? There is no light. There's darkness. There's no one to shine.
Почему
why God
даже забрал из города?
Took out of the city?
Потому что не нашлось. Даже нескольких праведников,
because there was no more righteous people that could shine upon the city.
Авраам сражался.
Abraham was battling.
Сражался,
was
говорит,
battling, says, please, Lord,
не уничтожай этот
город. Do not destroy the city.
Нет.
No.
И Лот,
and Lot
был выведен,
was let out.
И город был уничтожен,
and the city was destroyed because there was no light in the city.
Тьма сживается с тем,
comes together
with
what is no longer light.
Тьма
darkness
comes together там,
only where there is no light. Darkness is comfortable now. Why it is written that bad friends or bad surroundings destroy your good
nature.
It is discomforting for some to walk with those people that walk in God's glory and comforting to be around those that swear and are perverse, you know, with drunk people, with alcoholics, and you feel good there because you're darkness. My dear ones, do you understand what I'm saying? We have to really answer this simple, simple question. Who am I? My dear ones, I'm not saying that we'll start pointing fingers here. No, I'm saying that right now, to bring everything that's dark into the light. So once we will get up and pray, and you'll say, Lord, I will run towards the light. Show me the biggest, the most powerful home group where everything will be exposed in my life, and order will come for once. My prayers, my dear ones, the whole life, and will always remain, Lord, shine out on everything, clean out everything, take out everything that is in the way. I want to live in the light. I want to be in the light. I don't want to be scared. You know, one testimony, this woman that was in hell, she said one thing. She says, no one sends anybody to hell. A human being, by coming, he cannot remain in the light. So what happens? He goes into the darkness where he is taken away. Light is not natural for him. It is not natural for him to be in the glory. He cannot. The light is destroying him. We are the light, church. I seriously tell you, you have to go towards this. No matter where you would go, no matter where you would be, no matter who you talk to, through you, the Holy Spirit has to flow out of you. Restoration, reformation. God has to change everything around you. No matter what you touch, if you will open up your heart and give me a couple of minutes to speak into your open heart, not closed heart, you will be changed because you cannot remain next to the light and not be you wouldn't have this. You will have the desire to change. Get used to the light. It's okay. Why some people leave us? Guess why? Because if there's more light, now we'll turn on more lights and more lights and more lights. Right now we'll turn on all the lights. Oh, I love the light. I love the light.
Daniel
5:16. Look what the king says about him.
Daniel 5:14.
I've heard of you that the Spirit of the Holy God is in you, and that the light and understanding and superior wisdom are found in you. You hear what I'm saying here? The king, he says, Daniel, I heard that you have the light. You think you need to do something, you know what? You will be sent for. You hear me? Remember the beginning of David's ministry. As soon as he started to play, the darkness will not remain next to him. It does not say about sermon and music, preaching. No, it's talking about everything, everything that you do. If you have been called to speak, as soon as you open your mouth, the demonic world will hide from you. If you are meant to play, as soon as you take the instrument, the demons hide, because from your notes and your music, his glory comes out. With your voice, his spirit is connected to your voice, and once you start singing, it doesn't matter if you're a professional and you finish school. Do you have the Spirit of God upon you? You will start to transform everything around you, and people are amazed. These people, they are not knowledgeable. They have no education. How can they do that? And at the same time, they knew that they were with Jesus. Another place it is written, if the light is in you, is darkness. Then what is darkness? If you are the one that has to be the light, right now, this is what you're shining, then what is darkness? My dear ones, we need to take this into consideration. If you, throughout your whole life, will understand the revelation of the light, this is all that you need. Stop searching for answers in someone. The answer is always right there next to you. On the inside of you, it's called the Holy Spirit. You hear me? You don't need me. Everything that you need is a couple of minutes in His glory. Just a couple of minutes. Just get hooked on God. Amen? Get hooked on God.
Oh, it's not, you know, our
forefathers, they were called the Shakers and the Quakers. You know what? That's okay. Let them shake and quake. Just get hooked on God. Yeah, we're not of this world. If everything that you will receive in all of your life, my beloved, I will repeat this revelation about the light. That's all that you need. To reform everything that is around you. Church has to stop making excuses and point at the anointed people. You know what? You are the anointed one. You are the light. That's it. That's it. The time is ending. We are following someone. We are his body. All of us, we are his body. Everybody's anointed. Everybody's in his glory. And everyone is the light. Everyone. Everyone. Without any exclusions. You have no excuse. You cannot lie to anybody except yourself. You are the light. You say, I'm not the light, then you have nothing in common with God. It's that simple. It's that simple. So start crying out from the very depth of your heart so that His light and His glory will start to flow through you and to transform everything around you. Ask the Holy Spirit to fix your heart, because through a corrupt heart, God cannot flow and show His light. Isaiah 5:20, last scripture, and I will be finishing up.
Isaiah 5:20.
Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. My beloved, the last moment, stop spending your life on what is not
Перестаньте. Приди домой и скажи: Бог, если ты сказал, что я свет, а я таковым не являюсь, то математика очень проста. Тебя нет в моей жизни. Твоей славы еще никогда не было в моей жизни. Я не хочу ненавидеть его и его. Я хочу полюбить свет. И пусть это еще раз обличит меня и изменит все мое нутро, потому что я жажду быть в свете. Пусть на мне еще выявится клякса. Пусть еще выявятся какие-то проблемы. Пусть еще я еще где-то не свободен. Но я хочу быть свободен. Я хочу ходить в свете. Обличай меня. Изменяй меня. Вымой меня, Дух Святой. Я жажду быть тебе. Мне надоела ложь, которая называется христианство. Мне надоела тьма, где в церквях все может происходить, кроме его славы. Where things can happen in church, all kinds of things besides his glory. I want the light. And as soon as you become the light, guess what happens in those churches? You are kicked out. You know why? Because God have mercy if you'd remain there for a week, and if you have been stuck there for a week, you know what? Five more became to shine. Have you ever noticed that?
You really quickly need to be cast
out like an unhealthy tumor, because now you are contagious. You are shining. And now everybody who's around you, they say, ooh, where were you?
Wow.
You know what? You're like a zombie. You're smiling. What's up? You're smiling. You're like a zombie. You know, what are you hooked on? And I'm on Jesus. Where were you? Listen to the city and, you know, and another one got hooked. As soon as pastor finds out, pastor needs to do something. Hurry up, turn it off, hide it. And to call you the darkness and war. So God have mercy, somebody else would get attached to the light. So let's get up.
Воздайте славу Богу! Ты есть свет! Скажи «Я!» Ты еще не завтракал, скажи «Я!» Являюсь светом! Я распространяю свет. Аллилуйя! Господь, я благодарю Тебя. Поднимай, зажигай, распространяй нас дальше. О, если Тебе угодно, Господь, открывай двери в другие страны, города. Я прошу Тебя в другие народы. Почему? Потому что любой, кто сидит на этом месте, он является светом. Приедет в другое место. Может быть, тебе кажется, дорогой, что ты не являешься светом. Послушай меня внимательно. Это знаешь, почему тебе так кажется? Потому что вокруг тебя везде светло. Но как только ты сядешь в самолет и слетаешь назад на Украину, в Россию, в Молдавию, на Эстонию, куда-нибудь, где ты раньше жил, ты увидишь, как ты почему-то светишься. Почему-то к тебе в дверь стучатся и говорят: мы знаем, ты с этой церкви, там есть жизнь, помолись за меня. Ты говоришь: я не могу. А они говорят: на тебе свет, не выделывайся и молись. И тебе приходится возлагать руки и молиться, и ты сам удивляешься. Оказывается, я свет. Да, ты свет. Не прячь свой свет. Пусть все видят, как ты ненормален для Бога. Пусть все видят, что ты сошел с ума на Христе. Пусть все видят, что ты вообще не от мира сего. Да. Аминь. Аллилуйя. Да, мой любимый, я благодарю тебя. Я верю, Отец, поднимается поколение сынов и дочерей света. Поднимаются те, которые своим присутствием будут наводить порядок в городах и семьях. Поднимается это поколение, которое больше никто не потушит. Нас тысячи, сотни тысяч, и скоро будет миллионы. Бог! Свет загорается, и свет никто не может потушить. Затыкай мне рот сколько хочешь. Выбрасывай мои диски, сжигай мои темы. Бог даст еще больше. Бог распространит сам свою славу. И как бы человек ни сражался с тобой и со мной, он проиграет, потому что Бог есть свет, и его дети являются светом. Спасибо, любимый, что ты сделал нас детьми света, что ты сделал нас детьми своей славы. Бог, я благодарю тебя за этот Новый год. Мы будем видеть свет и славу, как мы не видели еще никогда. Включай свет! Облачи, Господь, обличай все и всех, и нас тоже. Вычищай все в первую очередь из нас. Ставь все на свои места. Мы жаждем Твой свет. Мы жаждем Твоего огня. Мы жаждем Твоей славы. Я не хочу грязи. Я хочу Тебя, Иисус. Спасибо, любимый. Спасибо, драгоценный. И пусть Твоя правда воссияет, как свет. Твоя правда и истина воссияет, как свет. И все сказали: «Эймен!» Воздайте Ему славу. Присаживайтесь, дорогие. Присаживайтесь, любимые.